brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is April 1st, 2011. There will not be any April Fool's jokes today. We have a serious transmission lined up for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. It is April 1st on this Friday, 2011. I was told by some TV/movie producers that Sean Stone, Oliver Stone's son, who's a successful actor, producer, director in his own right, was a fan of the broadcast, and then last week or 2 weeks ago, he contacted me, and we've got him coming on the show today to just talk for 30 minutes about a new movie he's got coming out that with true life experiences he's had. Then we're going to shift gears because he wants to get into the New World Order and the fact that years ago his Princeton thesis was on the Rhodes Scholar Trust and the Anglo-American Empire, and then that led him to some of the research and work of Jeff Steinberg with the LaRouche Organization, who I've seen many times on television but never interviewed, so he's going to be joining us. Also, one of the fellows that worked with Mr. Stone on his new film, Greystone, Alexander Wraith, is going to be joining us as well. And Bob Chapman won't be on with us in the third hour. He'll be on with us for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. So that's going to be a jam-packed broadcast today. Plus, I look forward the next time Stone's on with us to just talk to him about being in, of course, JFK, but also the making of that and what it's like to be Oliver Stone's son and all the interesting things he's witnessed. I'm a big fan of Oliver Stone and his screenwriting. He wrote Conan the Barbarian. That was his first big hit, which is the good Conan. The second one's totally cheesy. He wasn't involved in that. He wrote Scarface with Al Pacino. He's just an amazing writer. Is what I'm really a big admirer, not even so much fan. And obviously JFK, the seminal piece on what really happened there. So well done with all of those great actors that are involved in that film. So Sean Stone joining us coming up today, Oliver Stone's son, but again, big producer and successful director in his own right. He's got his first big feature film coming out here very soon, but done a lot of other projects as well. That said, I've got a lot of incredible news we're going to cover in the first hour and into the first half of the second hour with Bob Chapman today. Big developments on the Liberty front, huge developments on the nuke front at Fukushima in Japan, and radiation showing up at levels that they're saying are about to go above the safe threshold. And that's even according to the EPA here in the United States. No kidding. The first stuff that got here was low-level radiation from just the leaks now 3 weeks ago today. It's since then that you've had the crisis worsening with 100,000 times safe levels starting 6 days ago on Sunday. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. Also, some police state news. Google's making an app that would identify people's faces. So you just hold up your phone to somebody on the street, and it biometrically scans them through the driver's license database and through the Facebook database and comes back with a biometric positive face scan. Of course, they are NSA. We have Oakland, California, where you've got to get a permit to basically be a gardener or to sell it to your neighbors. Just total Stalin-esque tyranny coming in. The Federal Reserve is announcing that it's likely to raise interest rates by the end of the year following orders from the European Union Central Bank, who already announced yesterday they're going to raise them coming up later this month. And we've got also another big group of reports out confirming the Border Patrol, and I confirmed this years ago, but now it's doubly confirmed, is ordered not to arrest illegals. So we might as well not even have a border. I mean, let's just be honest about it. So that's coming up as well today. Stay with us, jam-packed transmission.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is April Fools, April 1st on this Friday edition, 2011. I want to be clear, there's not going to be any April Fools on this radio broadcast today. We don't engage in that type of tomfoolery when we have so many serious issues going on, like the ongoing complete meltdown of at least one of the reactors and partial meltdowns at least 2 to 4. Because some say there's 3 reactors, 4 or 5 that are having partial meltdown, explosions, ongoing smoking. No one really knows because the Japanese have been whitewashing it. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, Libyan rebels seek ceasefire after U.S. vows to withdraw jets. That's because Gaddafi is defeating the rebels. And so they say if he leaves all the cities he's captured, they'll talk about being friendly. And then if he does that, they'll retake those cities and continue attacking, led by Al-Qaeda. So we're going to be breaking down those latest developments. Ron Paul, in the House and Senate, both the father and son tag team, are moving to try to get congressional hearings dealing with the fact that the president didn't even consult with Congress, much less get the declaration of war or the watered-down use of force authorization resolution. And at the same time, they're moving to try to get some of the spending cut for the war if Congress is not consulted. Meanwhile, the rest of Congress, other than the Pauls and Kucinich and a few others, are moving to basically now support the new war, though they were never asked. So that is all ongoing on that front. That's just some of what we're going to be covering today. But before we go any further, I want to play a little three-minute clip from Carl Sagan's television program. And this particular little piece is called The Mote of Dust, that tiny little dot in the Milky Way galaxy that is our sun and our solar system. For all of these people that compete with each other and fight with each other and lie and cheat and steal in the name of being dominant, but then at the end of the day, still you just die. And by engaging in all of this corruption, you basically toxify the human species, the human existence. Now, I understand being competitive. Even if you are a upright, good, decent, loving person, when corrupt, competitive people come against you, it makes you want to rise up and crush them. And many times you have to, either politically or physically or economically, or you will be overrun. I mean, you go back to our ancestors thousands of years ago, your little tribe would find a nice little river by a forest with some fields, good hunting, and, you know, a year later, a tribe would migrate into your area and try to kill all the men and capture all the women and children to be part of their tribe. And you would have to fight to the death to be able to keep your family together and not see your little children drug off to be slaves. So I understand the human instinct for war. I understand the human instinct to fight. But it's the difference between the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our system that guards the individual as well as the mass, that enshrines the flower of the Enlightenment, the flower of the Renaissance, the flower of Western Christian ideals that you don't even have to be a Christian to agree with, have developed the best societies ever seen. Doesn't mean the West isn't warlike, corrupt, and evil. You can judge it all day, but then look at other regions and other areas of the world. All more barbarous, all more murderous, all more corrupt, more poor, because they didn't have that Renaissance growing from the Greeks through the Romans, then through the Middle Ages collapsing, and then back with the Renaissance, and then the final great expression of that, 1776 Declaration of Independence. It is the greatest expression of human liberty and ideas and true philosophy of common sense and what works. The mutual aggression truce of the libertarians, the checks and balances, the small government system that empowers the individual. Because every time you create big monolithic systems, corrupt mobs, corrupt gangsters, corrupt cartels come in, buy off the government, and use that large government system that's been built up as a apparatus to knock out their competition and then to, by degrees, enslave the country they're in. Then they always turn that country out as an engine of domination and empire against their neighbors. And those inside the empire are then exploited to further the living space of the emperor or the plutocrats, the autocrats, the technocrats, whatever combination of corrupt thugs you have running things. And then they run into another empire who has already gobbled up a bunch of countries and their two borders, the Persians and Alexander. The Romans, you know, running into other civilizations as well and having conflict. And it's always the same. When the Romans rolled into Gaul, when the Romans rolled into Germania, they'd go in, kill all the men, all the leaders, and kill the boys down to about age 8. And they wrote handbooks on it. Julius Caesar, of course, wrote Battle for Gaul. I've talked a lot about where they describe it. You kill everybody down to about age 8. And then you take them and re-educate them. You take the boys and train them as auxiliary soldiers, and they're back on the front in as little as 6-7 years. And that's what feminism is, destroying the family, destroying women, destroying men, turning women against men against women, all the sitcoms, all the dramas. Men are shown as vapid, giggling, gibbering idiots. Men then imprint on that and behave like that, thinking that's manhood. Women then believe that's how men are supposed to behave, and then go out and find a mate who behaves like that. Then they disdain them and hate them, and handbooks were written on that. How to keep the black men dumbed down and not able to really even speak, and then set the women up as their rulers. That's modern feminism, and that is a Roman handbook, then translated into French, then into English, and we years ago read that handbook on air, how they do it. But side issue, that's only one facet of all of this. I wanted to play this Carl Sagan clip and go over it, because it really crystallizes that your children that are alive today, before you know it, they're going to be gone. You're going to be gone. Before I know it, my parents are going to be gone. And then I will follow on a little longer after them, and then I'll die, and then my children will follow on a little longer. That's the human experience, and I love humanity. I see a powerful concert put on Beethoven's Eighth or Carina Burana by Carl Orff, or I go and see acrobats, or just what the human body, the human mind, artist, literature, poetry. It is so incredibly powerful. And I'm in love with humanity. I'm in love with our potential. I believe in humanity. The globalists also know how powerful humanity is, so they seek to make us weak so we're more manageable. But then the elite try to stay separate from the public, but they become degraded by their own propaganda and by their own culture. And the Carnegie Endowment documents from more than 90 years ago are public. Charlotte Isherby's Deliberate Dumbing Down has copies of them in it. They're online on their site. The whole book's free online, where they said they were going to dumb everybody down and turn us into servile idiots, into people who couldn't critically think. And you talk to the public now, many of them cannot be communicated with, cannot even understand what you're saying. If you talk about any even boiled down, dumbed down geopolitical terms, information, they think you're showing off and speaking some type of Martian to them. It's completely Greek to them. And my intellect, compared to, say, Thomas Jefferson's, and I've studied his writings, his mind, my intellect is a pale shadow compared to someone like Thomas Jefferson. And ladies and gentlemen, my geopolitical, sociological, psychological, military, general knowledge dwarfs 99% of people. And I am a mental midget. You see, man is slumping. Man is degenerating. Man is falling and crumbling and unraveling right in front of us. No one can deny it. And it's because we've been fed scientifically in the last 100 years, but in the last 60 with television, pure death. And they don't even have to have all the producers and directors be part of it. They were raised up in it, so they regurgitate it. And they are sexualizing our children. They are dumbing people down. They are training people to value things that don't matter. When my heart will flutter if I walk outside at night and there's a full moon and there's mist blowing through the, you know, the TV towers with their red lights flashing, and a night bird flies overhead, nighthawk circling, eating bugs. And I see a raccoon scurry across the street, and I look up to the lamp on our doorstep and watch geckos hunting, and it's just so beautiful. I almost fall down on my knees. In fact, I have actually laid down on my grass in my front yard and just watched aircraft flying and the stars, and occasionally on a clear night you can see satellites, and I'm just in rapture with the incredible blessing of even being alive and conscious. And I look at unhappy people who've been trained to feel inadequate from birth by Madison Avenue, who are totally unhappy and feel empty because they don't have the wealth or the baubles or the trinkets of success, or they don't have their fellow man bowing down to them, and I see the public posing and everybody acting like little kings and queens.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in
Rome,
have their
just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
I was a highwayman along the coach roads I did ride.
Life is such an adventure.
Sword and
consciousness is such a gift from the Creator.
Many a young maid lost her
the experiences we have in life, the magic of children and their beautiful voices and their minds growing and sucking up knowledge like a sponge. Everything that is good in the world needs to be recognized as good and held up and supported and appreciated. And everything corrupt and wicked and evil needs to be resisted and called out. Learning to recognize reality, learning to recognize good from evil is the secret to the road that leads us to liberty and fulfillment and happiness. But through liberty, we become rich, and then we become decadent, and we're entering the end of a very decadent cycle. We are at a great crossroads. I give you Carl Sagan and the Mote of Dust.
From this distant vantage point, the Earth might not seem of any particular interest. But for us, it's different. Consider again that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there, on the mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. The Earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors, so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot. Think of the endless cruelties visited by the inhabitants of one corner of this pixel on the scarcely distinguishable inhabitants of some other corner. How frequent their misunderstandings. How eager they are to kill one another. How fervent their hatreds. Our posturings, our imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe, are challenged by this point of pale light. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. In our obscurity, in all this vastness, there is no hint that help will come from elsewhere to save us from ourselves. The Earth is the only world known so far to harbor life. There is nowhere else, at least in the near future, to which our species could migrate. Visit? Yes. Settle? Not yet. Like it or not, for the moment, the Earth is where we make our stand. It has been said that astronomy is a humbling and character-building experience. There is perhaps no better demonstration of the folly of human conceits than this distant image of our tiny world. To me, it underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish the pale blue dot, the only home we've ever known.
We'll live in the hearts, we'll leave behind is to never die, Carl Sagan. Folks, I am in love with humanity. I have realized many years ago that I am humanity. You are humanity. We are man. We are woman. A man and a woman individually are not humanity. We are the species. We are a union. We make children together. The magic, the majesty, the beauty, the power of that. I want humanity to succeed, not just because I want to live forever through the species, but because I love the species. I love the struggles. This is a great game, a great contest of our species to crawl up from the muck to the stars. And I want to succeed. I want to glorify the good and expose the bad. iPods, basketball teams, petty fights, garbage, that isn't what matters. Become humble when you look at the beauty of the firmament of the galaxy. Realize that you're part of something so wondrous forever.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, even 5-6 years ago, when mainstream media would lie about me, when people I know would lie about me, psychopaths, stalkers, people that have moved into Austin to basically try to persecute me, I would hate them at a certain level. Now, I don't even hate them. I really feel sorry for them to see how fallen they are. And I see more and more of the public who have not woken up to what's happening, because there's two different groups, those that have woken up and are becoming more enlightened, more informed, and others who are getting deeper into deception. They deceive themselves. It's really magical thinking. An example of this, because I actually looked up the numbers, and I understand talk radio, been doing it for 16 years, been syndicated for 14. Media Matters came out and said that Glenn Beck had lost a bunch of his radio stations and had fallen before four, and had fallen beneath 400. And I'm only using Glenn Beck as a case point example of media deception. We can use him as an example when he's being deceptive or when he's being accurate. But in this case, it's George Soros and Media Matters, and they came out and said he's fallen beneath 400 radio stations. He's a failure. He's going under. So I actually went to Premiere. This is like 2 days ago. I notice it's now in the news today, exactly what I discovered. It's just the facts. That he has 437 radio stations and gained 88 in the last 12 months and lost 7. Ladies and gentlemen, stations are always selling, changing formats, deciding to put on local talk. I mean, that is quite frankly, losing seven stations when you gain 88 of them. I mean, that's a number. I've looked up Limbaugh. He might gain 100 stations in a year, lose 50, 60. I mean, we gain stations more than we lose, but over time we lose stations to format changes, to other things. That's just what happens. Or new management. And they have a different idea of what they want to do. But I mean, right there is just an example of Media Matters knowing full well they were involved in deception. But they're not magical thinkers. They're cold-blooded people manipulating childlike people. It's called the false victory. They build a straw man. They say Glenn Beck is done. He's plunging. He is actually plunging on TV. But that's just because TV across the board is dying because it can't compete with the Internet. That's the main reason. And I did do some poking around. He did lose a few of those stations last week. And I'm not surprised for the rant about things I can't even say on air. Sucking of sores, sexual parts. I mean, I in an attack on yours truly. And I'm actually sad for Glenn because overall, better his show be on a lot of stations out there than other ones. I mean, he at least talks about the private Federal Reserve, George Soros, the world government. But I did do some checking, and looks like he, not just because of that episode, but other vulgar episodes. That's one thing conservative radio will not put up with. I mean, I've done mild things just reporting on what other people did and had big stations drop me over the years. I've described partial birth abortion and had stations drop us. And guess what? I still do it occasionally. But there is kind of that, well, do I want to get kicked off stations or do I want to be able to cover all this other information? But I still do discuss it from time to time. But I see the George Soros crowd constantly running around saying the liberty movement's dead. The liberty movement is collapsing. The liberty movement is weak. The liberty movement is discredited. The liberty movement is violent. And then for every case of a conservative or libertarian beating up a so-called liberal, I find more than 10, I know you see this as well, of the different union thugs brutally beating people. And then a Rand Paul supporter puts his foot on a woman to hold her down because she rushed the car and threw something in it, and they thought, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, when a major senatorial or gubernatorial or presidential candidate is driving up and you run out of a line in front of cops and throw something in the car, you'll be lucky if you don't get tasered or taken to jail because they may think you're doing something violent. I mean, that's very dangerous. So a Rand Paul guy puts his foot on her, and that becomes this big sensation, remember, 4 or 5 months ago, of violence. And meanwhile, union thugs in Florida, you name it, beating people over the heads with 2x4s, and it never gets on the national news. And so, again, it's all about perception, and it makes me so angry that the stock and trade of mainstream media and George Soros and others is to play on people's lack of three-dimensional or even two-dimensional thinking to deceive them. Now, that said, I don't make it my business to sit up here and attack Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. I have had to go after Beck a bit because he tells host, because he tells a guest on his show, okay, I noticed you've been on Alex Jones' show before I had you on. I'm not going to have you on anymore if you go on his show. And I've had multiple. It's now 3 different guests say, yeah, I was told don't come on your show anymore or I won't be back. And he tells other people on the Fox network, I hear you have Alex Jones on tomorrow. No, you don't. Or you'll never be on my show again. And, you know, I mean, get out of my life, man. I've got serious things to talk about, and I don't territorialize this information. The more the merrier that wake up to the New World Order. But I was around 16-plus years ago. You've only been talking about New World Order for about 4 years. And great, but don't see me as a competitor just because I'm, you know, in a cover story in Talkers Magazine about the fastest growing talk radio in the country. That's what the industry's now admitting. Don't get mad just because there's a feature story in Rolling Stone or New York Magazine or Nightline or MSNBC. I mean, the fact is, we do have 3 million listeners a day now. We do have millions of visitors a day now to the websites. We do dwarf you on the internet, and our growth curve is going off the chart, and we're gaining about 3 AM and FM affiliates a week. So Beck can see that we're coming up on him. And look, man, I don't care. I mean, I don't see Lou Dobbs as competition or Judge Andrew Napolitano. I don't see Rush Limbaugh as competition, even though I'm up against him in this time slot. That's because 14 years ago, Ted Anderson said, we'd like you to stop doing 1 hour a day. We want you to go to 3 hours a day in this time slot. This is what stations are asking for. That's why. And I go up against Rush Limbaugh, and they go, yeah. And I said, I want to call the show InfoWars. And they go, well, we want to call it the Alex Jones Show. And I said, fine, have it your way. You know, they don't tell me what to say or what to do on this show, but they do have, at least in the past, a little bit of, you know, when we think this is the slot, this is the name of the show, do you like that idea? And I said, yes. So when I go after Rush Limbaugh, which I'm about to do, it's because I really feel sorry for him. I want to improve him. I mean, I am improved all the time by listener advice. I am improved and excoriated, rebuked by people all the time. And when it's real criticism and I see it, I'm thankful for it. Most of it isn't legitimate. It's delusional. But when Limbaugh got caught with synthetic heroin, hillbilly heroin, Oxycontin, basically off the market now, it's so deadly, taking upwards of 100 pills a day, that's enough to kill roughly 8 full-size horses, it was estimated. That's how big his tolerance was. I didn't say throw Rush Limbaugh in prison. I didn't do that. I said, now, it's wrong that you're for minimum cocaine sentences and heroin sentences, though, Limbaugh, which he's pushed really hard over the years. I said, why don't you now come out against at least minimum sentences, 5 to 10 years in prison the first time somebody gets caught with cocaine or heroin, crack cocaine or heroin. And he hadn't done that. I mean, he was gobbling 100 pills a day of synthetic heroin, doctor shopping to get it, totally addicted. He was sick. And that can happen to anybody. With alcohol or cocaine, heroin, anything. I didn't sit there and judge him and go, look, this big guy has fallen. This big guy is in trouble. Man, I'm going to call him a pill head over and over again, like so many other mainline conservative hosts did. I don't rush in when I see somebody big who's fallen and get gleeful about it. Unless you're somebody like Ann Coulter saying, the Japanese ought to be thankful for the radiation. It's good for them. Lady, they're now admittedly in the hospitals, and their own government says the deaths are about to begin. You need to go over there and live in the reactor, or you need to retract what you said. You know, that type of thing, I just can't think of what type of horrible person you have to be like that. Or George Monbiot, the big socialist. But all of that said, where am I going with this Limbaugh situation? Then I'm going to get back into the news. Last night, I surfed around monitoring the news for a few hours, and I saw a Limbaugh clip praising the deaths in Afghanistan, basically. And I saw the title of it, and I said, that can't be true, and I clicked on it. And sure enough, and then I didn't want to just go off the audio clip because that can be edited. I went to his site and found the transcript. They put his rants up there, and there it was, bigger than Dallas, on his website. And I was ashamed that a fellow American talked like this. It freaked me out because it shows how decadent we've gotten. And I'm going to play the clip in a moment. But he said, oh, Rolling Stone magazine. And we're going to play part of the clip. We don't have time to play 10 minutes of it. We're going to play part of it. He said, oh, you know, Rolling Stone magazine, they're talking about accidental deaths of civilians. Oh, my gosh, this is terrible. Because back in the old days at Hiroshima and Nagasaki and Dresden, we wanted to kill civilians. We wanted to kill people and break things. And he basically acted like it was all manly and cool and great. Well, according to that statement, and I'm going to get into the history first before I play it, because there's multifacets to this. According to that statement, if you believe the official story of 9/11, NORAD magically stands down, three aircraft do maneuvers that top fighter pilots say they couldn't even do without transponders leading them perfectly into their targets, the steel buildings magically explode and shatter and collapse. Even if you believe the official story, then you've got to then say, okay, well, if Bin Laden did this, and he targeted civilians, and this is what the red, white, and blue does, dropping A-bombs on people and firebombing Dresden and killing about 400,000 people, they estimate, in one night, and threatening Germany they were going to do it. And by the way, Dresden was a non-military, non-industrial city. It was known as a safe city for people to send their children away during the bombing, just like England did. The biggest majority, the biggest percentage was children. Not the majority, but the largest aggregate piece was children per capita. If it's great to kill women and children, I don't agree with that, by the way, then it was a legitimate target for Osama bin Laden. So, see, you can't have this whole hypocritical view that war, it's good to kill women and children, it's good to devastate and have Sherman-esque scorched earth. Because I remember Limbaugh and others just freaking out over targeting women and children, targeting civilians, how cowardly it was, how horrible it was. Well, the 1,000-plus drones openly say collateral damage is fine. If they kill 200 women and children and they kill one bad guy, they think it's okay. Well, then that was a financial target in a war. What do you think the globalists do when they attack a country? They bomb the government buildings, water treatment, power facilities, government systems, financial systems. Remember when Clinton bombed Belgrade? Serbia blew up TV stations with people in them? See, the truth is, I don't like doublethink. I don't like hypocrisy. Oh, it's bad when the North Vietnamese tortured our people, but it's good when we torture. Or it's bad when the Russians have been caught torturing, but it's good when our government tortures. See, this is mental illness. Oh, it's okay when Rush Limbaugh gobbles 100 Oxycontins a day, enough to kill 7 to 8 full-size horses, but when your 16-year-old gets caught with some, 5 years, 10 years in prison. See, it's okay to bomb Dresden and Tokyo and with firebombs and Hiroshima and Nagasaki with A-bombs, even after Japan was trying to surrender unconditionally. But then it's bad, if you believe the fable, for Osama bin Laden to have suicide hijackers flying to buildings. You see, this is sickening level of hypocrisy. Now, that's a side issue in and of itself. That is a complete and total side issue compared to Limbaugh's lack of understanding of history. Now, I'm going to play this clip, and we're going to come back and break down why he's wrong historically. And I'm going to go through just a brief gestalt of the history of Western warfare. We don't have time to look at other cultures. But there's a word involved called chivalry. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
The documents cover some known aspects of the troubled 9-year conflict. U.S. Special Operations Forces have targeted militants without trial. Afghans have been killed by accident. Why? That is unheard of. That is unheard of in any war anywhere in the history of the world. That civilians have been killed by accident? That's unheard of. Do you realize what this says about us? How guilty, how rotten to the core can this country be? Innocent Afghan citizens killed by accident. In the old days, it used to be on purpose, i.e., Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Dresden. In the old days, the definition of winning a war was killing people and breaking things. In the old days, there was no such thing as a surgical strike. In the old days, you purposely killed innocent civilians. That's what war was all about. That's how you won it. But now, all of a sudden, these big WikiLeaks documents say that Afghans have been killed by accident. Whoa, the incompetence of the U.S. military.
All right. Now, history's so complex, I don't want to oversimplify this, but let me just state a fact here. There is scorched earth enslavement, salted earth systems like the Romans had, where if a country or a region or a tribe resisted, they would go in and kill all the men down to ages 10 to 8 years old. They would even then salt the earth in regional areas so they couldn't grow crops. But even most Romans said that that was immoral, and that only came later in the decline of the Roman Empire. If you look at the Middle Ages, if you look at what then came out in the Renaissance after that, armies lined up of men, and they fought each other, and they had rules of war, and you did not target civilians, and if you did, you were executed. George Washington, that I guess Limbaugh would call a coward, would hang or shoot, and this happened, any U.S. troops that engaged in any type of war crimes, raping, stealing, any of that. Now, it wasn't until World War II that civilian population started getting targeted, and I want to tell you the story of how that happened. So, no, not in the good old days, Limbaugh. Not in the good old days. This didn't start till World War II. We're going to come back and break that down.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
You see, the most militarized, vicious societies always develop something called chivalry. Rules of war, because they don't want their families being overrun and slaughtered and killed. The men say, we're just going to kill each other. And may the best man win. And that is the great expression of true warriors. And I'm not trying to compare the mafia, but at least they have that code, the Italian mafia, who's been supplanted by the Russian mafia, the Mexican mafia, the rest of it. They've been legendary for not killing people's women and children. The Mexican cartels, that's who they target. And it's because in the rules of war, leave the women and children out of this. Don't drop bombs on them. Now, Hitler was a bad guy, but mainline history is a fact. He would not bomb the British cities. When the Blitzkrieg began, he would only bomb military sites, and then the British launched an attack on Berlin on civilian centers, and it was later declassified to make Hitler attack British cities, knowing that that would actually cause their morale to go up and steal them for full bore war. And then, of course, you know, Germany was completely leveled, so was Japan. And the public bought into it because it was seen as a struggle for survival. Total war. Go back to World War I, it was men lined up killing each other in the trenches. So this total war thing that Limbaugh calls the good old days is only about 65 years old. And in the old days when the Japanese bombed cities in China, it was called barbarous and horrible until we then did it. So the point is to round up kids and shoot them, or to put thousands of men in containers for 3 days so they die of exposure, that's torture, that's murder, that's wrong. Because then it's going to happen to our troops, and how do we then criticize it? You want rules of war, ladies and gentlemen. And to hear Limbaugh up there, this addled former drug addict who's hypocritical, getting off on war, getting off on death, and saying, you know, our military's incompetent, they need to kill people and break things and be indiscriminate. Well, if you knew anything, Limbaugh, the Pentagon doesn't have a public stance on not killing civilians because they're wimps. They want to win the hearts and minds of these occupied countries. These are guerrilla wars. These are not beating the German military. This is not a classical, you know, front-on assault. These are occupations. So that causes people to resist you. So that's why the Pentagon has a stated policy of not wanting that. Because they want to win the hearts and minds, dummy. And so you get up there and say, this is great, this is cool, this is manly. I can't tell you how many other chicken hawks, like Limbaugh, who got deferments for a boil on his rear end. I can't tell you how many of these chicken hawks think war is manly. I saw a report a few years ago about Richard Perle, the Prince of Darkness, at a cocktail party coming up to women bragging that he ordered bombings and was manly. An obese, self-propelled stomach who couldn't do one chin-up if his life depended on it, bragging about killing people. Okay? Now, I want to play a clip of British troops beating Iraqi children, and listen to the demonic voices. Is this what the good guys sound like? This is from Iraq. Bring the kids in.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're going to get it. Yes. Naughty little boys. Yes. 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 Oh, please, don't hurt me.
By the way, it's been reported by survivors that have escaped from serial killers, children and women, that when they're biting chunks out of them and raping them,
you little
that's the noises they make. Now, that guy's probably going to go back and be a cop in England. So that's who's going to rule over us in England and the U.S. Yes, yes, yes. We're the good guys.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.